The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. Everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. It's the story of a rich builder who bought a plot of land. And he got some contractors, subcontractors, architects, engineers to work on building million-dollar houses. So after a few years, quite a few million-dollar houses were built over that plot of land. And given that the economy was doing pretty well, in a relatively short period of time, all the houses were purchased. But after about 2 years, one of the owners complained because the foundation was caving in. Then another house owner complained because the foundation was caving in also. Then another the same. And it turned out that all these houses were built over an old garbage dump. That I see is the gospel today. The gospel today. There's a house built on a rock. There's a house built on sand. When the rain comes, when the storm comes, when the tempest comes, when the hurricane comes, the house built on sand is going to be demolished. Whereas the house built on rock, irrespective of the inclement weather condition, will be firm and stable. This is the last part of the Sermon on the Mount of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 7. And here's the big question. Is your spiritual life built on rock or sand? That's the question. You have to examine your conscience today. Is it built on rock or built on sand? If you only follow your feelings, what makes you feel good, you do only what you feel like doing, then your house is built on what? Sand. But if you pray when you don't feel like it, house built on rock. You say the rosary when you don't feel like it, house built on rock. You do your holy hour even though you're tired, house built on rock. You forgive someone when you don't feel like doing it, your house built on rock. Let's pray over that parable today. Because what's going to happen is God is going to visit you with trials and storms and tribulations and setbacks. But if your house is built on rock, then you will persevere to the end. So let's turn to Mary. We're in the Novena to the Immaculate Conception, which is the patron of the Philippines as well as the United States. It's our patroness. If there's anyone who had her house built on rock, it was the Blessed Virgin Mary. So let's ask Mary to not simply follow our feelings. Let's pray that we'll be solidly built on rock. Despite the storms, the tempest, that we'll be faithful, faithful to the very end. Amen.